I'm Lon Duquette, and I have just a few thoughts I'd like to share with you and a few memories about Israel Regardi, especially concerning these marvelous tapes that you're listening to. First of all, Regardi was one of the most charming individuals that I've ever met. He was instantly attractive, charismatic, and funny. He was a gracious host, and I was I'm proud to say that I knew him. But there's something very, very strange about these tapes. These tapes, the voice of Israel Regardi sounds, of course, just exactly like Israel Regardi. The first time I heard them, I instantly was plunged into nostalgia. That is his voice. That is exactly what he sounded like. With one exception, and I don't believe it has anything to do with any sort of recording distortion or anything else. As a matter of fact, it may have something to do with charisma, magic, and fascination. Now, many of you, the first time that you've heard Israel Regardi's voice, you might have noted that he seems to have, along with sort of a charming working-class British accent, what sounds like a bit of a, I don't want to say speech impediment, but he handles his R's and his W's in sort of a strange way, almost like, I hate to bring up the cartoon character Elmer Fudd, but I must, I guess that's the only thing I can refer it to. Instead of him saying, flop over like a rag doll, it sounds a bit like flop over like a rag doll. Now, in all fairness to Regardi, and in all fairness to these tapes, Regardi in person did not exhibit that quality of voice. Well, maybe I take that back. If he did, the strength of his character that he projected disallowed your ear from hearing that quality. The first time I heard these tapes, I was struck by the fact, yes, this is the voice of Israel Regardi, but no, I didn't notice that he sounded like that. And it may have something to do with just the strength of his character that he projected to people. Because that did not manifest as in reality when you spoke to them. So that's just an observation I would like everybody to know, that even though he sounds very unique on these tapes, he sounded very suave and debonair in real life. So generally, that's all I have to say, other than the fact that I'm a very lucky individual to have been able to spend some time with him and to communicate with him, to be with him on and off over a 2 or 3 year period. And I had a lot of fun with him. And so I hope you continue to enjoy the tapes. Thank you.